25 May 1893, time 6:08. Statement of Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Sahib. Regarding my earlier statement where I wrote that as a miraculous sign of the heavenly books, the Bible and the Holy Quran, it is essential to compare their individual excellences, Deputy Abdullah Atam being critical of the word excellence, wondered, what is excellence? Is it the excellence of a goldsmith or that of a blacksmith? But rather, excellence has to do with showing the path to salvation. In reply to this, I wish to state that the claim of guiding towards salvation can and will only be accepted as excellent after it has been proven, and even to make mention of this before such time seems to be out of place. Now let it be clear that with regard to the excellence of his teachings, Allah the Lord of Glory has made the claim himself in the Holy Quran, as he says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, meaning that this day have I perfected for you your religion and completed my favor, that is to say, the Quranic teachings upon you. Then, at another place, while elaborating upon this excellence, to make clear what it is that can be called excellence, he states, Alam tara kayfa daraba Allahu mathalan kalimatan tayyibatan ka shajaratin tayyibatin asluha sabitun wa far'uha fis samaa tu'ti ukulaha kulla hinin bi izni rabbiha wa yadribu Allahu al-amthala lin-nasi la'allahum yatadhakkarun wa mathalu kalimatin khabisatin ka shajaratin khabisati najtussat min fawqi al-ardi ma laha min qarar يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ, meaning that, does thou not see how Allah sets forth the similitude, that is to say, the similitude of perfect faith, that a good word is like a good tree whose root is firm and whose branches reach into heaven? It brings forth its fruits at all times by the command of its Lord. And Allah sets forth these similitudes for the people so that the people may remember them and may reflect. And the example of an evil word is like unto that of an evil tree, which is uprooted from above the earth and has no permanence nor stability. Thus Allah strengthens the believers with the word that is firmly established, that is to say, a word that is proven and well argued, both in the present life and in the hereafter. And the people who adopt transgression, Allah lets go astray, meaning that the wrongdoer does not get the help by way of guidance from God Almighty so long as he does not seek guidance. Now, look how the Honorable Deputy, while elaborating on the verse, Akmaltu lakum, perfected for you, said only that it seems related to social matters. But Deputy Abdullah Atam Sahib has already accepted that we should take those meanings of a verse that the revealed book gives itself, and that the explanation of a revealed book takes precedence over all other explanations. Now in these verses, Allah the Almighty makes the excellence of a holy and pure word dependent on three things. First, that asluha sabitun, whose root is firm, meaning that the basic principles of faith of that book must be solid and proven, and their very essence must have attained the status of perfect certainty, and that the nature of man accepts them, because the word ardh, earth, points here to the nature of man, as also the words min fawq al-ardh, from above the earth, also clearly express this, and Deputy Sahib is not going to deny this. In short, the principles of faith should be such as are proven and in accordance with the nature of man. Then, the second sign of excellence stated by God Almighty is فَرْءُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, that is to say, its branches reach up to the heavens. The meaning of this is that the people who look up to the heavens, that is to say, who study the book of nature carefully, its truth should be manifested upon them. And also the teachings, that is to say, the فروعات, branches of this teaching, like, for example, its eloquent description of actions, of commandments, and of morals, all these should be achieved to perfection, such that nothing beyond this could be imagined. just like a thing begins from the ground and reaches up into the heavens, and nothing beyond that can be conceived. Then, the third sign of excellence stated is Tu'ti ukulaha kullahin, that it should bestow its fruit at all times and forever. It should not be the case that at some time it should become like a dry tree, deprived totally of fruit and flower. Now, gentlemen, see how Allah Almighty has Himself explained His statement, Al-Yawma Akmaltu, this day have I perfected, that it must possess three signs. Thus, just as He has laid out these three signs, similarly He has also given the proofs concerning them, and the principle of faith which has to do with the first sign, by which is meant the kalima, La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. It has been mentioned at such length in the Holy Quran that if I were to write all the arguments given in its support, it would not finish even after writing many chapters. But I shall write a little herein below by way of example. Allah Almighty says in the second part of the Holy Quran, in its second chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah, Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari wal fulki allati tajri fil bahr wal fulki allati tajri fil bahri bima yanfa'u an-nasa wa ma anzala Allahu min as-samaa wa ma anzala Allahu min as-samaa'i min ma'in fahya bihi al-arda ba'da mawtiha wa basta fiha min kulli dabbatin wa tasrifi ar-riyah وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون. That is to say, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, and in the ships which sail in the sea with that which profits men, and in the water which Allah sends down from the sky and quickens therewith the earth after its death, and scatters in the earth all kinds of beasts, and in the change of the winds, and the clouds pressed into service between the heaven and the truth, all of these are signs for the existence of God Almighty, and His unity, and the existence of His revelation, and for His being the regulator of all by virtue of His will. Now look how Allah, the Lord of Glory, has argued within this verse in favor of this principle of faith of His from His law of nature, in other words, from His creations, which can be found in the heaven and earth, by looking at which, in clear accord with the intent of this noble verse, it becomes very clearly evident that, without a doubt, there is an eternal creator of this world who is perfect and one without any partner, and the regulator of all that exists by virtue of His will, and the one who sends His messengers into the world. The reason for this is that all of these creations of God Almighty and the system of the universe, which we see before our eyes, clearly tells us that this world did not come into being all by itself, but that it has an originator and a maker who should necessarily have these attributes, that He should be gracious and merciful, and all-powerful, and one without any partner, and eternal and everlasting, and the regulator by virtue of His will, and also the possessor of all perfect attributes, and the one who also sends down His revelation. The second sign is فَرْءُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, which means that its branches reach up to the heavens, and those people who look to the heavens, in other words, those who observe the laws of nature, should be able to see it. And moreover, it thus becomes established that it is the perfect teaching. One part of the proof for this comes forth from this same verse. This is so because as Allah, the Lord of Glory, has set forth this teaching in the noble Quran, for example, that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. The meaning of this is that Allah, the Lord of Glory, is the Lord of all the worlds. That is to say, He is the ultimate cause of every single source of providence. Secondly, he is also the most gracious, which is to say, without the need for any action. He provides for his creation from himself all sorts of bounties and favors. He is also the ever merciful, meaning he is the helper of those who do good works and takes their objectives to perfection. And he is also Maliki Yawmiddin, master of the day of judgment, so that every reward and punishment is in his control. He can deal with his servant as he wills, punish if he so desires, in recompense for an evil deed to such an extent as is proper for that evil deed, or if he so desires, he may make available the means for forgiveness. And all these matters are clearly proven by studying the system that Allah, the Lord of Glory, has put in place. Then, the third sign, Tu'ti ukulaha kullahin, means that a sign of a complete book is also that whatever fruit it promises to give, it should not only be a promise, but it should bestow that fruit forever and at all times. And here, by fruit, is meant the meeting with Allah, the Lord of Glory, together with all its accompaniments by way of heavenly blessings and divine converse and every type of acceptance and miracles, as he himself states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. As for those people who say, our Lord is Allah, and then they adopted steadfastness, that is to say, that they did not turn their backs on what they had said, and although various types of trials came upon them, they remained on firm footing, the angels descend on them, saying, Fear ye not at all, nor grieve whatsoever, and rejoice in the garden that you were promised. That is to say, now you have found that garden and the heavenly life has now begun. How has it begun? Nahnu awliya'ukum. In this way, that now we are your friends and we have become responsible for your protection and your needs in this life and the hereafter. And in this heavenly life, you will have available all that you ask, an entertainment from the most forgiving, most merciful. Here, by the word entertainment, reference is made to that fruit mentioned in Tu'ti ukulaha kullahin. It brings forth its fruit forever and at all times. And regarding the verse Far'uha fis sama, whose branches reach into heaven, one point remained unmentioned having to do with why and how this teaching is perfect because of its highest level of advancement. The explanation of this is that all those teachings that came before the Holy Quran, they were in reality in the form of a law for a certain people or a certain age, and they did not possess the power of being of general benefit. But the Holy Quran has come for the education and perfection of all peoples and for all times. For example, to provide a comparison, there is found in the teaching of Prophet Moses a great deal of emphasis on punishment and retribution, as we can tell from phrases like a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye. And in the teachings of the Messiah, there is great emphasis on forgiveness and pardoning. However, it is evident that both these teachings are deficient. Things cannot function if you always exact retribution, nor if you always forgive, but rather, at its proper occasion, you must be lenient or strict, just as Allah, the Lord of Glory, states, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. So the truth is that the recompense of an injury is an injury the like thereof. But whoso forgives and his act brings about some reformation and not some mischief, in other words, forgiveness is shown on its proper occasion and not on a wrong occasion, the reward, therefore, is with Allah. In other words, this is the most excellent way. Now, see what other teaching could be better than this, that forgiveness be practiced where forgiveness is merited. and retribution where retribution is required. And then again, God Almighty states, Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba, meaning that Allah Almighty commands that you observe justice, and greater than justice is that, despite having dispensed justice, you go beyond and show kindness. And even greater than kindness is that you show such consideration to others as if they are your loved ones, and indeed as if they are your kindred. It is worth remembering that there are just these three levels. Firstly, man observes justice, that is to say, he asks for rights in lieu of granting rights. Then, if he advances further, comes the stage of showing kindness to others. And if he advances yet further, then he leaves behind even the stage of showing kindness to others and displays sympathy for others with the same love with which a mother shows sympathy to her child. That is to say, with a natural passion and not with the intention of being kind to others. The rest later. Signature English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President Representing Muslims. Signature English, Henry Martin Clark, President Representing Christians.